You're listening to SBS News.
The housing market has definitely been placed on the cusp of another downturn amid the coronavirus. The acceleration of the downturn really depends on what market you're looking at. We're seeing growth rates or the nature of declines are getting steeper at the moment across Sydney and Melbourne, but the impact hasn't been as big in some of the smaller markets. And in fact, across the ACT and this month in Adelaide, we've even seen prices increase a little.
Yeah, can you run through some of those price movements, right? And given the potential for coronavirus to impact the economy around the country, would you have expected those falls to be even harder?
I mean, I think property price declines have been fairly mild given the nature of the job loss and income loss that we've seen across the country. But the thing I guess to remember about property as an asset is that it is relatively slow moving. It's not like the stock market where you're going to see a 20% decline in a single day. The stability in the property market we think has been helped by things like mortgage repayment holidays, which we know now have been extended to March. And that means that people who are currently in a more distressed situation might not have to worry about servicing their property repayments. And as a result, they don't have to sell right now. What we might see is that the market is more tested come March when these policies really start to taper off.
So we're in a downward trend for prices?
I think given the renewed lockdowns and curfew situation across Melbourne, we're going to see an acceleration of that decline. Prices are going to keep falling. We might see a bit more stability in some of the smaller markets, and ultimately property price movements are going to be related to people's ability to purchase and buy. That comes back to labour market conditions. So where government policy enables people to get back to work sooner or have, income support, at the end of the day, that's going to be helping property prices and rent prices.